Slava Jesus Christus, Slava Navika, glory be to Jesus Christ, glory be forever. This is Father Basil again doing another podcast during this Holy Week. And we're almost at that point of Easter Sunday where we went through all the Passion Week and reading the Passion Gospels of Jesus being condemned and of course, nailed to the cross. And this is being Good Friday. We do the Plashenitsia service where Jesus goes into the tomb and again is raised 3 days later on Easter Sunday on the third day. And of course, resurrects and gives us life eternal. So, I hope everyone had a good and holy Easter week. There was a lot going on for us priests, of course. We have lots of services. And then with the weather being as bad as it was in my area of Canada, today was a very interesting day. I had to cancel a couple services because of the road conditions. A lot of snow and slush and sleet. So hopefully by Easter Sunday, the road conditions are better so I can do all my Easter services. But, today being Good Friday, there's a few things we can contemplate about. You know, when I read there's a few readings in our Good Friday service that we do in our churches. And the first one is about the suffering servant from Isaiah, and the second reading is one of St. Paul's letter where he talks about being a fool for Christ. And then the gospel reading, of course, is talking about Jesus's trial and being nailed to the cross and being put in the tomb. And you know, when we do these readings, we should be reflecting upon what they are talking about. And especially, I think I'll be talking tonight in one of my services about the suffering servant, and also about the fool for Christ. And, you know, we don't want to suffer. We hate suffering. We don't want to talk about suffering. We don't want to talk about death at all. It's not something that makes us comfortable. But yet, there's only by suffering, by cleansing ourselves of our sinfulness, that we can gain the kingdom of heaven. And this is what we often forget about. We think that, you know, that God somehow, if he makes us suffer, he's not a loving God. But that's the opposite is actually true. God is loving because he wants us to be in heaven. And the only way we can be in heaven is to be perfect. To be perfected in our soul. And if we're not perfected in our soul, then we cannot be in heaven. We cannot go to heaven. So suffering is purifying for us. And Jesus taught us the way to suffer. You know, he's the sacrifice he made on the cross. You know, that was the perfect sacrifice he made for all of us. And we have to learn from that. And yeah, we don't want to all die on the cross. We don't want to die that painful death and be, you know, it is said that Jesus died of, you know, dehydration basically. And he choked to death on his own spit. That's how he died. That's a terrible way to die. And we don't necessarily want to die that way, but we have to go through suffering in our life. And is this part of our life? And we have to teach our children that it's a part of our life because it is part of our Christian formation, you know? So we just remember that as we go on in our day-to-day life. God bless you. Have a good day.